Welcome to the football podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is The Full.
So we are doing our first podcast after the transfer window has ended. And it was quite an interesting transfer window for me. I think it's also quite interesting for The Full here. Our clubs bought a few players, sold a few players.
Yeah, a few players went out on loan.
Yeah, as per usual.
But that's the Chelsea way.
It is the Chelsea way, and it's worked for them largely, so I don't think too many people can complain. But without further ado, let's review everybody's transfer. We'll start with the A's, with Arsenal.
Got
Peter Cech, and they sold a bunch of players, and a bunch of players went on loan. Well, they sold Lukas Podolski, who I can't even remember the last time he played for Arsenal.
No, I think he's
I'm almost surprised he's still at the club.
Yeah, I think it was a couple of years ago that he was sitting on the bench for a while, but yeah.
And Diaby's out on a free, where once again, I can't remember the last time Diaby started for...
He was still at Arsenal, really?
But Peter Cech is a fantastic buy for Arsenal. That's a player they really needed, but I feel they'll be disappointed they didn't get a midfielder, like every season when they've needed a midfielder, and really disappointed not to have gotten a striker to back up and compete with Giroud up front.
Yeah, that is a bit disappointing. But as you say, I think buying Cech was good for them, and they've had four good games.
Yeah, I think Peter Cech had a shaky start at the beginning in their first game, but since then, Arsenal have been going pretty good. We'll see how they go in the season, but you have to expect them to buy more in January.
Yeah, you have to.
Otherwise, they're not going to finish top four. Liverpool have bought strongly. There's challenges from Swansea, Southampton.
Yeah.
Arsenal, well, they don't like to panic buy, but sometimes you need to spend money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we did say at the beginning in one of our earlier podcasts that we thought that would be quite good, but we're expecting them to buy.
Yeah, we were expecting them to
midfielder.
We were expecting a certain Cavani or maybe even like Huguain to end up at Arsenal. Huguain, who's moved three times to various clubs and been perfect every season, been amazing at every club he's gone to, yet just doesn't end up at Arsenal, where he'd be like the answer to all their prayers.
Exactly.
It's a match we all see. It's like when the beginning first season of Friends, where everybody was like, come on, Ross, Rachel, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Just get together already. But anyway, what would you rate Arsenal out of 10?
I mean, Cech's been good. They got rid of sort of the fat, the bits they don't need. So it's not that bad. But yeah, without... There just doesn't seem to be any oomph in their buying. So I think 5 out of 10 is a pretty...
5 out of 10? I think that's quite generous. I think 5 out of 10 is generous, but I think Peter Cech will prove that worth it of 5 out of 10.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much where I was coming from. Mm. Cech's giving them that bit.
Mm.
That's really just pushing it to something.
Premier League experience, position they really needed to strengthen, so it's not all bad. Now, next up, we have Aston Villa, a club that really struggled last season, but I think they've actually bought pretty well.
Yeah.
This season, they've got some good... They bought a lot of interesting players. Micah Richards going on a free from Manchester City. If he could reignite his career at Aston Villa under Tim Sherwood, that could be amazing for him. There's Gillian Lescott from West Brom, so strengthening up that defence. Scott Sinclair as well from Manchester City, so...
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad either. And just bits and pieces here and there that are really nice buys. Jordan Ayew going in from the Championship. It'll be interesting to see whether he can make that step up to the Premiership.
Yeah.
From, and
they paid a reasonable amount of money for him as well. Yeah? Mm-hmm. $8.4 million, probably the most expensive buy that I can see.
Yeah, and...
They must be expecting good things from him.
And Jordan Amavi and Adama Traore, two good players, positions that they needed. Aston Villa, like, we know what Tim Sherwood wants to play. He's got a good style.
Yeah.
To be honest, very unlucky, I think, to be fired from Spurs, but he was kind of in a hard place. But he's at a club where they have a bit of money, and they don't really have anyone else who wants to manage them. So Sherwood is there for a while. He's got a bit of job security, and I think he could do well. But also, we got to remember that they had a few exits. Like Christian Benteke for 32 million, I think, is a good deal for both Liverpool and Aston Villa.
Yes.
Aston Villa get good money. Liverpool get a
good striker.
Good striker. Losing Fabian Delph to Manchester City, unexpected, but real coup for Manchester City, I think. And yeah. I think Aston Villa will be disappointed to have lost a good player like that. Did you know that Shay Given was still at Aston Villa and Darren Bent was still at Aston Villa? When,
I mean, there's some names here. It's like with Aston, what, these guys are still around, really?
Wow. Yeah, well, Ron Vlaar had a good season, but injury has meant that he's been released. So that's why Aston Villa have strengthened up their defense. Basically, I think pretty good window for Aston Villa. I'd rate it almost 9 out of 10 for a club at their level with money to spend and making money as well. While getting players they needed easily. If they shore up a bit here and there, and like they're in the luxury position now that in January they probably won't need to buy. They will, any buy they get in January to cover positions will be like bonuses.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, exactly. And I think the buying there should definitely shore everything up, and they shouldn't be in too much danger of any relegation battles or anything. They've got good players coming in. Lost a few good players as well, but they say got good money, which means that I think Benteke just about covers their entire spend this transfer window, which means
he'll be a hard player to replace, no doubt. But
very hard to replace. But if they can, they've got decent players coming in. If they keep it well, they do have a bit of money to spend if they need to come January. I mean, it's not like they're going to be struggling, and they won't. I don't expect them to have to panic buy either, so they can spend the time till January sort of working out their team, who they need, who's going to actually fill that role properly, go find them, scout them out, and get a good offer for them as well. So I think, it's a good thing. I think maybe, 7, 8, 8, probably a good number for them.
Okay.
But they're definitely, it's a good buy. Losing Benteke and Delph is not great. They're both really good players. I mean, getting 32 million for Benteke, though,
basically sort of 40 million for two good players.
Which isn't too bad.
And next up, we have Bournemouth, who managed to, I think, given that, once again, if you're going to count where they're at and how much money they would have available to them, and being Bournemouth, they've actually had a pretty good window. Like, they've gotten some very good players.
It shows some decent nous really by the manager and the scouts to find good players at reasonable bargains and get them in, and they're players that are going to fit in well by the looks of things and will help strengthen the team up.
Like Sylvain Distin, who's came on a free from Everton, he's a good long campaigner. He knows what they need to do to survive a premiership battle. Christian Atsu got in on loan from Chelsea. He's going to be a very useful buy. Tyrone Mings, who's good in championship level, it'll be interesting to see how he steps up in the premiership. That being said, the other buys, they got Glenn Murray from Crystal Palace, Max Gradle, all pretty solid performers, I think. Bournemouth, I would love to see Bournemouth stay up, but I don't see it happening. But no, I think I really they've built a good side, and maybe they'll buy a few more players in January. And who knows? Even if they do get relegated, this is a good squad. They could keep it in the championship. There's no reason for them not to come straight back up.
Yeah, it's and that's the thing about, I think, what they've got here, is it's a side that should be competitive in the Premier League, but also a side that isn't full of... It's not like they've gone and brought some marquee players or anything who are just going to leave as soon as... If they do get relegated, you say, which is fairly likely. They've got a side that should stick together and go and bounce, look to bounce straight back up. And I think with this sort of side, they'll easily be the stronger team in the championship.
Yep.
Because they should be a reasonably competitive team in the Premier.
I agree.
Premier League, so.
So, what would you rate them? I give them solid 70%, 7 out of 10.
I think they've actually done a bit better than that. I think 8 out of 10 is a good number. It is they've strengthened everywhere. They've got, it's very canny buying. it's not going to overstretch their player wages. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to be able to draw on everyone. They've got rid of people that obviously weren't going to cut it at this level. Yeah. And so
I guess you're right. And that one season at the Premiership with the kind of money the new deal gives them, that's definitely... And if they do go and end up in the Championship next season, with the help of parachute payments and whatnot, definitely, definitely a good, good investment this season
yeah.
from Bournemouth.